Al harishona hu omer mishoana es Avram. Tana yesh machlifim tsa'aka leliyahu utfila leshmuel. The Mishnah says that the nusach of the bracha by Eliyahu is tfila, and by Shmuel tsa'aka. Some exchange them, and they have the nusach of the bracha of tsa'aka by Eliyahu and tfila by Shmuel. Mar says Bishlama gabi Shmuel ksi beit tfila ksi beit tsa'aka. Do either one. It says by Shmuel tfila and tsa'aka. Gabi Eliyahu tfila ksi. By Eliyahu it only says tfila. How could you change it to tsa'aka? Tsa'aka lo ksi. Mar says aneni Hashem aneni loshen tsa'aka. No, when he said aneni Hashem aneni, it's also loshen tsa'aka, crying out for to be saved. Rashi. Tzaka leliyahu al misha onas eliyahu chosim shomea tzaka ubishmuel shomea tefila. The opposite of what the mission says. Dechsi be tefila kibtzu es kol Yisrael hamitzbasa vespal ba'adchem. So by Shmuel it says taka that he was mispalt lashon tefila. So it fits for Shmuel in addition to the fact that it said by Shmuel also that he had tzaka. Tzaka dechsi vayichar Shmuel vayizak el Hashem kol alayla. Ikal a member b'mitzvah habit. I could say that this was happened because it said by Shmuel b'mitzvah. This happened after the Rabban Hashem told him that he was going to dethrone Shaul. Ha'itzaka the Basar Parshas kibtzu kol Yisrael mitzvah. It was after the whole thing they brought, went to mitzvah. The Parshas nichamti kimlachti Shaul kach shomati. So it's very possible this was b'mitzvah. Gabi Eliyahu b'maisa dahar Karmel. By Eliyahu, by Har Carmel, it doesn't say that he cried out. It says that he davened. Ksiv tefila, the ksiv aneni Hashem aneni, the mashma loshen bakosha, utefila, the loshen tzaaka. Mishani aneni Hashem aneni loshen tzaaka hu, kach shamati. The Gemara's answer is no, aneni can also be tzaaka. Al hashishi suomer mishones Yona, al hashvi suomer mishones David. Michti, Yona boser David u'shlomo havi. Yona came after David and Shlomo. So why is Yona put before David and Shlomo? My time, a maktim leberesha. So why, what's it called, is he before? Yona came after David and Shlomo. Why is David and Shlomo put after Yona? Since he wanted to say the final thing, merachim ala oretz, because that's the Indian of Gishamim, that HaKadosh Baruch should have rachmonis on Eretz Israel, that there shouldn't be a drought. So David and Shlomo have to do with Eretz Israel, so he put them last. Tana Mishum Sumchus, Omru Boruch Mashbil Haronim. Right, that the end bracha wasn't Merachim HaLaoretz, but Mashbil Haronim. That that was the ultimate schus, that the Rabban Hashem takes people who are high and puts them low. So David and Shlomo were the Ramim, so that fits for the bracha of Mashbil Haronim. Rashi, Yona Basar David Shlomo, the Havi be me a Matsyahu beseder Olam. Yona was in the time of a Matsyahu, was way after Shlomo HaMelech. The boy lemechta besof kol brachos baruch merachim al aretz. You want to end off with baruch merachim al aretz. Well, the hachi boy ba osu chasim a David Shlomo, shehem nispal lo Eretz Yisrael. Kach shomati. Inami, mishum di inu tikun beis hamikdash, di ikur ha aretz. Kach shomati. Another reason is because David and Shlomo, they're the ones who set the way for the Beis HaMikdash, or actually built it, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Ikra of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Mashbil HaRomim. What? Because whatever it says that you heard from somebody else, a mitzvah to... What? No, he doesn't even hear from anybody specific, but he didn't want to take credit for himself. This is, I heard Misora, and this is not my perush. This is something I heard from somebody else. Baruch Mashbil Haramim, Hayu Omrim B'Makum Baruch Merachim, Al Ha'aretz Baruch Hichniyam B'Matar Sheshavu B'Tshuva. That even great people, the Rabban Hashem makes lowly by not bringing them let rain. Okay. Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos Anshe Mishmor Mesanim V'lo Mashlim. Now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the first three Taniyos, Anshe Mishmor, used to fast, but they didn't finish. They didn't complete the fast. They fasted only part of the day. The Anshe Mishmor were the people who were going to work in the Beis HaMikdash those 2 weeks of the year, but not that specific day. And Anshe Beis Av were the people that worked on that day itself.
Tana Rabbana, Mipnei Ma'omru Anshe Mishmar Mutarn Lishtos Yayim Balelos, Avalo B'yomim. The Anshe Mishmar, right, they were there to serve those 2 weeks in the Beis HaMikdash, but not that specific day. So they're allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day. Why? Shema Tichbad Ho'avod Al Anshe Beisav. Because maybe the people whose turn it was, Mamish, that day, there would be too much karbanos, and they'd have to have the people who were there to work on a different day of that two-week shift help them. So all the Kohanim had to be ready for Avodah. They couldn't drink wine during the day. But once the day was finished, they knew how many karbanos they had, and there wasn't such a big extra load at night. So it was enough for the Beis Av to take care of. They didn't need any extra reserves and help. They could drink wine at night. How come the Anshe Beis Av couldn't drink wine not in the day and not at night? They're the people whose day it was, their shift was that day. Because they're always needed. Right? And even if it was a little bit of a ribuy of karbonos to turn them on the Mizbeach, to burn them up at night, the Anshe Beis Av are the ones who are responsible. So they couldn't drink, they had to be ready for Avodah day and night, and they couldn't drink wine day or night. Somebody who knows what Mishmar he comes from, and he knows what Beis Av he comes from, and he knows that his Avos, Taka, served in the Beis HaMikdash, so if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so he'll have a shift, a two-week shift, and he knows which shift it was. The day that he knows that that was his shift, which stays not Shaykh anymore, but he would know that that was his shift, he wouldn't be allowed to drink wine, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built and it'll be his shift. However, a person knows which Mishmeres he belonged to, which 2 weeks he was, but he didn't know which day of the 2 weeks. He didn't know which Beis Av he's from. Right? The Odeh Shabbati Avos of Puim Shom, and he knew that Taka, his Bate Avos, had a Kvias, 1 2 weeks during the year, and he knew which 2 weeks they are. He can't drink that whole week. The whole shift that he's there, he can't drink. He doesn't know which Mishmar he was from and which Beis Av, but he knows for sure he was part of a Mishmar and a Beis Av that was Kavua in Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So it could be if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, it'll be his day, and he doesn't know it. So every day of the year could be his day. So he can't drink wine ever. Osher lishtos yayin kol hashana. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, osher lishtos yayin la'olam. Rebbe says, you're right. Really, theoretically, he should be ushered to drink wine forever. Avol ma'es eshe takonosu kilkalto. Since he doesn't know, so misothik, we can't usher him all the time, and therefore he's mutter to drink wine all the time. Rabbi, kaman shosu edna kahani chamra. According to whom do kohanim drink wine today? Because no kohen knows his mishmor and Beis Av. So he has to be choshish. If Beis HaMikdash should be built, maybe he's the one who's supposed to be over today. If he drinks wine, he won't be roy. So we're somechan Rebbe, ki Rebbe, Rashi. Mikan omru, midiktani hochad, afilu anshe mishmar, shaloha yu ovdim boso ayom. The fact that the Mishnah says that even the anshe mishmar, the people who were there for that week shift, right, and weren't serving that day, they weren't part of the Beis Av for that specific day, still not allowed to drink wine because maybe there'll be an overload and they'll have to fill in. Kohen bizman hazeh, hamakir mishmarto, hayodea me'eza mishmeres hu, me'o yoriv, o me'yadaya, these are the names of the mishmaros, o achas mi'chov dalet mishmaros, it was 24 mishmaros. Right, so each one served 2 weeks minimum, and then there was four more that had another, what's it called, two more that, what's it called, that repeated a third time. Shiodeya Shemos Avosov, Avos Avosov, he knows his parents, his ancestors, Ad Yehoyoriv, all the way back to that Mishmar. Viodeya Eze Yom Veze Shabbos Ayodim. And he knew which week in the year they served and which day of the week. So then he's also to drink wine that day. Kvuim, Shiodeya Vade Shabbos Av Shalo Ovid B'Mikdash. Right? He knew for sure that he was part of a Beis Av that Taka did Avodah. L'fisha har behoim bote ovos ha-kohanim, shalo hukbu shuv, hukbu. Right? because there were many. The thing was like this: that when they came back to Bayasheni, not a lot of Kohanim came back. So they redid the Mishmaros, and only those that came in the beginning were Kavua. And the Kohanim who came later, right? They came to Eretz Yisrael later. They weren't from the original people. Their Batei Avos weren't. They didn't have a time Kavua to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So if you knew you were from those families that came back originally in Bayasheni, then you, what's it called, you had a Shabbos Kavua. Shuv Omer Li Rebbe, Kavuin Shalom Nischal Beis Avshalo. My Rebbe told me that means something else. Kavuin doesn't mean that you knew that your Mishpacha was from those Mishmaros, because that's what it said in the beginning. You know that where your Mishmar was. If your ancestors weren't Kavuin, you didn't have a Mishmar. So then you didn't know you had a Mishmar. What's this in addition? The addition was, you know that there was no chilulim in history after that. That you come now from chalolim, that you're not a Kohen. Lios Meguel Minakohuna, the Yodeh Sheroi Beis Avshel Olavo. You know that nothing happened since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that would make you invalid to be Ovid. So Asul Ishtos Yain Kol Asu Hayom. V'sulo, no more, only that day. Shema Yibona Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. The Tichbot HaAvoda, and there'll be an overload of work, of Avoda. V'yez HaTzorich Lavod, and he'll have to fill in, even though it's not his day. But the reserves come from the Kohanim, where they are serving that week. Makir Mishmar, Toshiodea Eze Shabbos Bashona Ovdim. He knew which week was Kavua, but he didn't know which day of the week, which Beis Av he was from. He knew which Mishmar he's from, but he didn't know which Beis Av. The Eniodea Meze Beis Av, the Achshav Eno Makir Beze Yom Beshabbos Ovdim. He doesn't know which day specifically of that week he's supposed to serve. V'yodeya shebotei avos of kvuim. And he knows that his botei avos are kvuim, either the first shot, that they were from the Kohanim, who were part of those original Mishmaros, or that nothing happened since Korban Beis HaMikdash that would invalidate him from doing avoda. So asur koloser Shabbos, misveka. So the whole week he's asur, because maybe this, any day of that week could be the day that he would be called upon to do the avoda if the Beis HaMikdash built on that day. Misveik a kula garsina v'yodeh shabbati avos of kvuim. Heim, dim eni yodeh shabbati avos of kvuim, lavod mutter hu lishtos yayin. If he doesn't know that he is valid to be ovei, then there's already another suffix. So misafik, we don't ask him from drinking wine. Mutter hu lishtos yayin kol hashona. V'lo chayshin an shem yibona v'shem beis av shalo yavdu hayom. We're not choshish for two sfeikas. A suffix, maybe the Beis HaMikdash won't be built, but it will. And even if it's built, maybe he can't be Ovid. So therefore, it's two sfeikas, we're not machmer on him. Rebbe Omer, Omrani Kohen Osir, Kolomar, Ichashin L'Shem Yibone Yehi Osir La'olam. I agree that theoretically, if we're afraid that the Beis HaMikdash will be built any specific day, then a Kohen who doesn't know which day was his Avoda, then he's Osir the whole year. Afilu HaMakir Mishmar to Mishmeres Beis Avosov. And he said, not only that, I hold a Kohen even if he knows his Mishmeres. And even knows his Beis Av should be Osir the whole year. Why? Because maybe they'll be the Beis HaMikdash and they'll change the order. And they'll call upon him to serve. So every Kohen has to be ready every day to serve, can't drink wine. Or maybe there'll be a lot of Korbanos, people will bring all the Korbanos they needed throughout history. So they'll, what's it called, have a big overload. A long time, they said, this wasn't built. So we're not choshish that it's going to be built every day. But you don't have to change your whole life, right? And maybe the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to say the Beis HaMikdash is being built today. That's not what achakelo b'chol yom means. It's possible it could be today. There's no reason why it shouldn't be today. But you don't have to set your whole life based on the fact that Mashiach's coming today and the building Beis HaMikdash and therefore what? I shouldn't buy a house. I shouldn't, let's go get a job. Whatever. That's not what it means. It means I know that there's a possibility it could be today. There's no day that it can't be. That's the pshat. Behedyo, l'shem yibona lo chashino. We're not choshesh for shem yibona Beis HaMikdash. Again, it doesn't mean that we don't think that maybe it's going to be built today. But we're not choshish to change your whole life because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built today. Okay, let's go on. What? Well, Kohen can't be Metame LeMesim anyway. So. Kohen can't be Metame LeMesim anyway.
No, so but people went
Mukhsef
already.
But to Mahutra Betzibur. Okay, let's do that. Okay, right. Anshei Mishmor v'anshei Maimir asurim l'saper l'chabish b'chamishi umutorim mipnei kovar hashabbos. V'chamishi mutorim mipnei kovar hashabbos. Okay, the anshei Mishmor and anshei Maimir weren't allowed to take a haircut or wash their clothing during their Mishmor because we were afraid that if they waited till then, they would, what's it called, not come into the Mishmor dressed nicely. And but on Chamishi b'Shabbos they're mutter because of Kavod HaShabbos. My time, Omer Rava Bar Barchana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Shel Yikonsu L'Mishmartim K'shem Menuvalim. They shouldn't come into the Mishmar, right, when their clothes isn't clean and they don't have a haircut. Because if they could leave it till when they started, they would leave it. So this way they have to do it before. Tomer Rabbonin, Melech Mestaper B'chol Yom, a king gets a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol took a haircut every week. Kohen Hedyot achas l'shloshim yom. A Kohen Hedyot had to take a haircut every 30 days, at least. Could take it early before, but he had to take it at least every 30 days. Melech mistaper b'chol yom my time omer Rebbe Abba bar Zavda omer Kro Melech b'yofyo sechazeni necho. Melech has to be an impressive person, right? That way you accept his authority more. So he has to look nice. So every day he takes a haircut. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos my time omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Hoyel Mishmoros Mischadshos. Since the Mishmoros change every week, so the new Mishmora should see the Kohen Gadol in his grandeur. So you should take a haircut at least once a week. Kohen Hedyot achas l'shloshim yom. Kohen Hedyot has to take a haircut every 30 days, at least, minolin. Asya pera pera minozer. We learn a gzereshova pera pera from nozer. Siv hocha v'rosham al yigaleichu, u'pera lo yishaleichu. It says by Kohanim Hedyotim, they shouldn't grow a pera. How long is a pera? U'ksiv hosham kodoshia gadel pera sarosho. It says by a nozer that he shouldn't cut his hair and he should leave it grow pera. So how much is the minimum of a nozer? The nozer, what's it called? Ma'halahalan shloshim v'kansha. Just like a nozer is 30 days minimum. So to a Kohen, para means 30 days. So Mar says, the nozer gufe minol. How do you know a nozer is minimum 30 days? Omer avmas nastam nazir shloshim yom minolan. Omer kro yihye, begamatria talten havi. It says, yihye, gadol yihye para rosho. Yihye, and gematria is 30. So we learn from there that a nozer has to be a minimum of 30 days. So the minimum time that's called a para is 30 days.